A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up a righteous shoot to David. As king he shall reign and govern wisely. He shall do what is just and right in the land. In his days Judah shall be saved. Israel shall dwell in security. This is the name they give him, the Lord our justice. Therefore the days will come, says the Lord, when they shall no longer say, as the Lord lives, who brought the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. But rather, as the Lord lives, who brought the descendants of the house of Israel up from the land of the north and from all the lands to which I banished them, they shall again live on their own land. The word of the Lord. I have chosen for my reflection today our first reading from Jeremiah rather than the gospel text from Matthew, which tells us about how the birth of Jesus Christ came about and the Isaiah prophecy about the virgin being with child, naming him Emmanuel, and how indeed when Jesus was born, he was named Jesus. Actually, we have three different names in our reading for this day. It was foretold in Isaiah that they shall call him Immanuel, Emmanuel. God is with us. But he was named Jesus, Jesus, one who saves. But in our text from Jeremiah, it simply talks about the one to come, whose name will be the Lord, our justice. Certainly, Christ cannot be confined by one name or word alone. He does make us aware who our God is, namely, the one who is with us. Our God is the one who comes to save. Our God indeed is a God of justice, a God of peace. But the words that strike me today are those with which the text from Jeremiah begins. Behold, the days are coming. Behold, the days are coming. What days? Of course, for us, we're quite aware in the life of the church that we're looking forward to that Christmas season. The days are getting closer and closer. We have moved into the time of the great O Antiphons. We are but a week away, really. The days are coming. But for Jeremiah, it was very much an awareness of a return from the land of the exile, which is also true for us, that we are looking forward toward that time with hope and expectation, when we might be liberated ourselves in whatever land we might be, but also liberated internally and personally from that which holds us back, oppresses us, perhaps any forms of egoism in our lives. But behold, the days are coming. In one sense, yes. In another sense, they are already here. This past Sunday, our readings were filled with joy. Rejoice in the Lord. Again, I say rejoice was Sunday's, this past Sunday's second reading. And the first reading also was a question of joy. Joy cannot be contained. It cannot be confined. Thomas Aquinas teaches us that it's not a virtue as much as an effect of life of virtue. It's an effect of the virtue of charity or of love, that one who loves, loves God, experiences joy. So although we look forward to that great Christmas season, in which one of the songs that I so much like, Joy to the World, tells it all in one sense, we are already beginning to anticipate that joy. Last Sunday, Gaudete Sunday, that Sunday, at that point in Advent when we are called upon not only to hope, but already to begin to rejoice, we become aware that joy is something we anticipate. It's not just that for which we wait, that for which we long. And so today, as Jeremiah tells us, behold, the days are coming. In one sense, they are already here, because in a proleptic kind of way, they jump at us from the future, in advance, as we find ourselves in the presence of the Lord. Yes, the one who is to come, but also Immanuel, the one who is with us, the one who saves. So let us today and throughout this week already begin to rejoice at all that God has done for us in our lives, and during the short time that remains before we celebrate the actual birth of Christ, to ponder the blessings with gratitude. Many, of course, in our world, thousands, millions, and here recently in the United States, in Connecticut, the tragic shootings, the massacre of the children, so many sources for pain, suffering, tragedy. But as we ponder our deep rootedness in God, we can remind ourselves that God is the one to be enjoyed. I remember once leaving for a retreat. As I walked out the door for a long retreat, about a month-long retreat, a Dominican sister, friend of mine from New Zealand, said to me, "Enjoy God." At first, it kind of struck me a little strange until I pondered it, which is actually what the retreat became, the time to enjoy God. The time to enjoy God is now. And although Christmas has not yet come, we can anticipate the joy of what Christmas teaches us, that our God is near, our God is here, our God is a God of love and mercy. Let us indeed enjoy God, and let us begin to anticipate that joy now, for the days are coming, indeed, close at hand.